with all the brass players playing together, it's quite powerful.
The Big Brass Bus is bursting its way onto the London music scene here at the Riverside Terrace at the South Bank Centre in London.
So the idea of the Big Bus is that you get a really great professional band to come along, play a bit of what they do, and then they teach anyone who shows up with an instrument how to play a few of their songs. So it's a really nice way, it's sort of a big community building big bus, it's exactly what it is. You just sort of play along together and have a lovely time, and here we have people dancing and singing, and it's great, really nice atmosphere.
Yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go.
It's a lot of fun. I enjoy playing the trumpet, and it's lovely to play outside.
I think we live in such a fragmented society in general. Anytime you can get people to actually come together and interact with each other, it's great. And, I mean, it breaks down barriers and defences.
We're in a modern culture where Spotify and iTunes are the normal way that people discover music, but actually listening to live music and hearing it played is totally different.
I think it's one thing that Britain misses, especially with the busking rules and things like that.
Busking in London streets is legal in most cases. However, some local councils have introduced a bylaw requiring acts with music or amplification to have a busking licence. Events such as the Big Brass Busk are opening up opportunities for people of all ages and abilities to showcase their talents free from legal constraints.
Our music's very accessible. It's kind of jazz-based, but it's not serious heavyweight jazz. Today, with it being a busking session, we've put some of our music on the internet, and we're hoping that some people will come down this afternoon and join in with the New York Brass Band and play a few tunes with us.
There are approximately 2,000 brass bands in the UK at present, and over 100,000 people actively engage with brass bands at any given time, making them one of the most accessible forms of entertainment in terms of live music.
We really try very hard to make the arts accessible for everyone, and you can come down and listen to a free show, or there is a ticketed concert, or there's an exhibition or an installation, and it's very welcoming and open to everyone.
A lot of the songs are modern, so we all sing in them, we're all dancing to it, so we knew it wasn't like you say, old school or what the perception is of brass bands. So it's so good.
I think they're making brass music cool. If you can play Bruno Mars and Florence and the Machine and make a crowd like that in the centre of London dance and smile, that's making something cool.
Brass bands received £1.8 million in Arts Council funding over the last 5 years, compared with £347 million for opera. Projects such as the Big Brass Busk create new audiences for England's brass bands and celebrate the important role they play in the country's heritage.
There's not many other genres of music or different other types of bands where you can actually join in, where the public can join in. People need to experience that, they need to see that, and it makes them feel a part of the artistic endeavor. And to me, that's where the heart of brass band is making it feel like everybody is part of the show, not just the band, everybody there, because it's a party, you know?